This is episode 2214 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 20th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, love her.
I mean, enough said.
I mean, who does?
Nicole Kidman.
We'll just leave it at that.
Well, who doesn't love Nicole Kidman? Well, her ex-husband doesn't. Mr. Cruz.
I don't know that he doesn't love her. It's Mr. Cruz's controllers that don't love her. Let's put it
well,
that way.
Nicole Kidman was reportedly snubbed from ex-hubby Tom Cruise's career montage video at the Cannes Film Festival.
I'm not surprised.
Now, she was notably one of the only leading ladies not included in the 10-minute montage that was played at the 2022 Film Festival on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so, they were in a movie together.
They were in three movies together.
Oh, was it three?
Yes, they were in three movies together. And they cut her out of all of them. How do you like that?
Yep.
I bet they didn't show Katie Holmes either. But she wasn't in any movies with them. This was a career montage, so it wouldn't have mattered.
So you might recall that Nicole and Tom, they were married for three feature films.
In 11 years.
2 kids.
Yeah.
That she's never seen again because she's not allowed to.
So she can't see the kids? I thought it was the other. Okay, all right. Wow. This is the craziest ass stuff with this guy.
The video did include clips from those three films.
Right.
They just didn't have Nicole in them.
Well, I mean, one of them was Days of Thunder, Eyes Wide Shut. I forget what the other one was. It was
I don't know the other one.
The Irish one. What the heck was that called? Anyway,
so interestingly enough,
and she was the leading lady in all of those, so they had to go a long ways to pull her out of those clips.
Now, many of Tom's other co-stars, including Kirsten Dunst, Renee Zellweger, Penelope Cruz, whom he dated for 3 years,
right?
They were there.
They were in the.
Just
they were
not
in the thing.
Nick.
Well, Nick wasn't there because we know the church don't like Nick. Church doesn't like Nick.
No.
Church doesn't like Katie. I don't know if they don't like Katie. That part I haven't figured out yet.
I don't think they like Katie.
Well, he's not seen Suri, and Suri's what, 16 now?
13, 16.
She's 16, I think. 13. Yeah, she was 13 a while back. Yeah, this is crazy ass stuff.
It is really crazy ass stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I like Tom Cruise in movies.
Sure.
It's good.
Sure.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Well, you don't have to like the guy to like his
movies.
And
it just bugs me that Will and Kate have spent so much time with Tom Cruise. It just bugs me.
Wow.
Don't give him that.
Well, I don't know that they're friends or anything. They're just like, they're being polite. Royalty is polite. If nothing else, they're polite.
And he's getting so much attention right now.
Well, he should. This movie is going to be the biggest movie in the last 10 years.
And I can't wait
to see
it. But
they got
the same.
A 6-minute standing O at Cannes.
For Maverick
this week. Yeah,
wow.
6-minute standing O. I can't wait to see it next Thursday. Wait, I haven't got my tickets yet. Dang it. Dang it.
Uh-oh.
All right, you talk amongst yourselves. I got to go on Fandango here. I haven't bought movie tickets in 3 years. Like, I'm like ecstatic.
Rusty.
I'm rusty. That's it. All right, Tom. Well, there you go. We're not surprised. Not at all. Nothing you ever do surprises us.
Nope. On last night's The Kardashians.
Yeah.
Now, this is proof that this is a little bit behind.
Yeah, no, they're all behind.
Yeah. And so this kind of tells us how far behind.
Okay, all right.
Kimmy learned that she had officially passed California's baby bar exam on her fourth attempt in a very unexpected location, which was the parking lot of a Red Lobster.
Well, that's unexpected because I cannot imagine Kim going to Red Lobster, first off. Come on. Really? I mean, she's going to make a scene.
Well,
either that or she could go in without makeup and then nobody would recognize her except for that big ass.
She would never do that.
No, I don't. Well, yeah, I get it. And I mean,
but there was a reason they were at Red Lobster.
Ladies dress down. Do they dress casual ever? to them, casual is bra and panties. I think that's, I've never seen them in anything more casual than bra and panties in front of a mirror. I don't get it.
Well, and their bra and panties still cost, you know, a couple $1,000.
Skims. I mean, yeah.
They were at Red Lobster because North had just won her first basketball game.
Oh, so it was one of those little community things with the kids.
Okay. You know, when a team would celebrate when my kids were young, or even when I was a kid.
Sure.
You go to McDonald's. You go to get ice cream.
You don't go to Red Lobster.
You don't go to Red Lobster.
All you can eat shrimp.
Jesus. But those biscuits, man.
Cheddar Bay. Oh, boy, doing this show makes me so hungry because we talk about food. One of my listeners from a year's past mentioned to me one day, she said, all you do is talk about food on the radio. And I said, you know, you're right. That's sad. It's really sad.
So this has been your lifelong, all you've ever
talked
about
is food.
All I've
talked about is food.
Anywho,
terrible.
Kim was holed up in her car because she heard the results were out for her test.
Okay.
I go in the car because if I'm upset, I don't want to have everyone stare.
No, well, I get that. I understand that.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, staring at the confession cam.
Wasn't this like back in December, I think?
It's been a few months.
Been a few months.
And then so she went on to say, you're only allowed to take the baby bar a certain amount of times. This was the last time I could ever take
it. Last time.
So if ever.
Right, Dad?
Ever take it.
Last time.
So if I don't get, if I didn't.
Yeah.
If I don't, then this law school journey is over for me.
Law school journey is over, but it's not because she passed.
So I say, you know, I miss the days when they used to have hush puppies, but Cheddar Bay biscuits all around.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Kim can buy.
Let's put it on her tab. Yeah.
Celebration and stuff.
Well, yeah, of course. Can you imagine her in a court of law?
I'm just trying to think
standing
that.
Standing up in front of somebody dressed to the nines, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know, man. It's a scary thought. It's a scary thought. Hey, let's change the subject. Uh-huh. When is Halle Berry going to be on Property Brothers? I keep seeing the stupid promo.
I don't know. I mean, it's got to be soon.
Are they saving her for the last? Because they've already run through like 7 episodes.
I think they're saving her for last.
Well, they should because, you know.
Save the best for last.
The best for last, just like on this radio program. We always save Halle for last. Anyway, there you go. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.